Today on Serial, we're investigating Mr. Butler, a controversial teacher at our school. Why is he so controversial, you might ask? Well, many students across Terra Nova believe that Mr. Butler is, in fact, communist. The evidence? He collects communist memorabilia, he talks about communism a lot in class, he spreads communist propaganda, and it is known that he has turned a few of our students into actual communists.
Whether or not Mr. Butler is a communist, it isn't clear. Some believe that he is joking about the whole thing, but others believe that he's actually a communist. Today on Serial, we're going to find out, is Mr. Butler actually a communist?
Today on Serial, this is Miguel.
And this is Ava.
Mr. Butler is a world history and AP Gov teacher at Terra Nova High School. One of his students, Piper Stingman, a senior in his fourth period class, came up to me in an undisclosed cafe nearby because she had information to give us for this investigation. So sorry for the background noise.
Good evening, Piper.
Good evening.
So, today we will be discussing, is Butler a communist? What do you think?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
He has a clock, a communist clock, and he's a communist.
Is there anything that you want to add to him being a communist?
I think he likes to pretend that he's a communist to make us think that he's not, but he really is a communist.
Have you seen him interact with students in a way that he persuades them to be a communist?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of who?
Dom.
What happened with Dom? What happens in class?
Well, before he was in Mr. Butler's class, he was, I don't even know. He seemed pretty normal and not radical, but then all of a sudden he decided he was a communist.
Do you remember what day?
It was like the first week.
Of school?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was pretty fast.
Oh no. Does he encourage students to be communists?
Yes. He gives out the communist book, it's called. The communist book.
The communist book?
Hold on, let me look it up. Okay. There's a communist bookstore. Oh. The Communist Manifesto.
Oh no. Is there enough evidence? So basically that's the evidence that we've been given, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anyone else who experiences this?
Experiences?
Like his encouragement of communism, other than Dom.
I feel like he encourages the whole class.
The whole class?
The whole class.
Oh no.
But Dom is like, you know.
Alright, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Piper's statement is truly an eye-opener. Mr. Butler, a teacher, influencing minors to be communist? That's not good news. Although he can defend himself that he's not communist, there's plenty of evidence that goes against him. From having the Communist Manifesto and to having a communist clock. That doesn't seem like a normal person. That seems like a communist.
I feel like Piper had a good point when she said that he pretends to be a communist in order to throw us off. It's true that he jokes around a lot, And so far, he has succeeded in making his communism seem like a hoax. But Piper also pointed out that a lot of his behavior seems erratic for someone who isn't a communist. And as a primary source of information, being a student in his class, I'd say we should really heed her words if she thinks that Butler is a communist.
One student has sparked this whole discussion as a spark in the fire versus Dominic Lucia. Dom is a profound communist at our school. He is known for talking about sharing at every chance he gets, during class and during activities. I got the chance to interview him during lunch with mutual friends listening in.
State your name.
Oh, is this over the thing? Dominic Lucia.
All right. Do you think Butler is a communist?
Oh, most definitely.
Why would you say that?
Because as a fellow communist, I can tell a brother in arms.
Cool. So that leads to the next question. Are you a communist?
Of course I am.
How do you know you're a communist?
Because Butler has pushed me to the edge, and I appreciate it. He just made me found the light that is communism.
What's your favorite thing about communism?
How everything is shared equally among the masses.
What's your least favorite thing about communism?
How everyone died. That was pretty sad.
I thought there was no bad thing about communism.
Well, I mean, you can't be too optimistic. Everything has some sad points, but with communism, you have to be able to look past that, because sooner or later, everything will be in for the greater good.
Alright, thank you.
No problem.
Dom is an active member of the Communist Party, but it doesn't make sense that Butler influenced him. If Butler was not really a communist, why would he be influencing the youth? Dominic's membership as a comrade was fueled by a teacher. Teachers shouldn't be able to influence the beliefs of students.
The fact that Dom has turned to communism, apparently because of the actions of Mr. Butler, prove that Mr. Butler, while perhaps not a communist himself, is able to preach about communism with such eloquence that students are convinced by him. And even though this doesn't directly prove if Mr. Butler is a communist or not, I would argue that Butler would have to be communist and really have to believe in those ideals if he was able to turn people like Dom to communism. And now, to the big man himself. I interviewed Mr. Butler a few days ago to hear his thoughts on communism. What you hear now is his official stance. So, can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Mr. Butler, M-I-S-T-E-R.
Thank you. So, our first question is, just to kind of like base this off, in your eyes, what is communism? Can you define it for us?
Yeah, so communism is the removal of private property, all private property, where everybody is working to the best of their abilities to share equally in all the results of their work. It's the means of production, taking over production, controlling production, and sharing the fruits of their labor equally.
Why do you think communism is interesting to so many people?
Because it's foreign to American capitalism, and it's becoming increasingly interesting as we see the continued exploitation of corporations over everybody else and exploitation of the very rich over the rest of society, when 99% of the wealth in a nation is controlled in 1% of the hands. That's why people are now looking more towards communism.
So my next question is, what makes someone a communist? Like, do they have to, like, conform to, like, the full belief of communism? Because I know a lot of people who are just, like, share everything, I'm a communist. But does that actually make someone a communist, or is there more to it?
No, to become a communist, you have to politically organize and work and indoctrinate the youth.
Okay, there. And now I have some questions. Now to you. Why do you have so much communist stuff? Because I know you do.
Well, I have a Mao Zedong alarm clock. I have Mao's Little Red Book. I have Das Kapital, the Communist Manifesto. It's a historical collection.
Why are you laughing?
I like to collect historical things.
Okay.
And some of my comrades like to give me some more.
So, do you think you are a communist?
I have and never have been a member of the Communist Party, nor have ever associated with anybody of the Communist Party.
You sound very convinced.
Indubitably.
Okay, thank you for your time, Mr. Butler. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, I would like to thank Mr. Butler for talking with us, and I'd like to start by saying that I really do think he is a communist. I asked him about communism, and he soon knew so much right off the top of his head, and I'd have to say that having that much information about communism right on hand seems a little suspicious to me, even for a history teacher. And he's always been so enthusiastic about it that I'm just convinced, man. You know?
During the whole interview, I noticed something. Every time he would talk, he would laugh after everything. I think that might be kind of suspicious. Like, I just don't get it. Why would you laugh after saying you collect historical things? That's not something you would usually laugh at. I just found it weird. So, at the end of the day, we have more evidence that he is indeed a communist. Although he can defend himself by saying he has never been a member of the Communist Party or associated with anybody in the Communist Party, the evidence against him is strong.
When you weigh everything in the balance, everything points to the fact that Mr. Butler is a communist at heart. He may deny it, but we all know the truth, and I'd like to think that me and Ava just proved it.
We may never know if he's being serious or not, but we do know that something is fishy.
Very fishy.
See you next week on Serial. I'm Ava.
And I'm Miguel. We'll see you on our next episode. Does Wyoming actually exist?